They're definitely overperforming what we would expect based on some of the sort of key indicators we looked at in the advanced stats. One place that you start is with shot rates, and that gives us a good sense of whether or not a team is controlling the flow of play, if they've got puck possession or if they're chasing the puck around more often than not. With the Jets right now, we have them as a team allowing more shots against than league average. They're kind of hanging around the Detroit Red Wings, Minnesota Wild, Columbus Blue Jackets, a few teams like that, giving up about 56 shot attempts at even strength per 60 minutes. So it's just a bit above average. But they're generating below league average in shot rate four, again, hanging around with sort of Minnesota Wild, Columbus Blue Jackets. There are just under 54 shot attempts per 60, and league average is about 55. So when you see those indicators right off the bat, you know that the Jets are kind of trailing the play more often than they're controlling the play. And in general, that leads to negative goal differentials going forward, and it should lead to a losing record if you keep that kind of thing up over the course of a year. If we look at shot rates, but then weight it by the quality of those chances, the expected goals, where you're still looking at the shots, but you count the ones in the crease as more than the point shots, for example, it gets even worse. The only teams that have been as bad by expected goal share are the San Jose Sharks and maybe sort of Chicago Blackhawks, New York Rangers, kind of that territory. So it paints kind of a picture of a team that's definitely overperforming what we'd expect based on the control of play that they've had so far.